we live, we here. Don't get this shot. You got me?
KD, towards Achilles, playing hopscotch before the game instead of just sitting there standing up like a normal person. Like, no, bro. They didn't show up.
Who fouled you?
What else do we need to do?
Mr. 3 and 6, get your niggas ready.
Marcy.
You get smoked twice in the face?
If you can't afford me, send me somewhere. They say if you can't afford me, trade me somewhere where I can, where they can afford me, man.
Titans,
the
Jets can have them.
Anybody
can have them.
Better put on for the shot. You know, there you go. You lose, you donkey of the week.
Yo, what it do? What it do? What it do, people? Man,
yeah.
Yo, it's man. You know what it is, man. This conversation's at the shop, man. Episode 29, bro. Nigga, who thought we would have 29 episodes, bro?
That's crazy.
Who would have thought, bro? Who would have thought 29 of them times, bro? 29.
Yeah, respect. I like hearing them numbers go up. Every episode, I like hearing that shit. Like it. Like it. That shit man. Dope. Dedication.
Man, dedication like a motherfucker.
Dedification, man. If people don't know, bro.
Like a motherfucker, bro. Look at what's up, DeAndre, bro?
What's good with y'all? How y'all doing out
what's
there?
Popping? Yo? Today gonna be one of them days, y'all. It's gonna be one of them days.
Sure.
It's gonna. What's up, T? What's up, Terrence, bro? It's gonna be one of them days, man. It's gonna be one of them days, man. What's up, my boy? Ah, I don't know what I want to dive into first, bro. Let's go and get these introductions out the way, man. Go ahead, introduce yourself, my good sir, for our new listeners.
Malik, the mother effing God, was goody, huh? It's good, yo. Huh?
Yo.
What's
going on? Yeah. My boy watching baseball today. Man, look.
Salute, salute.
Man, come on, dog. I'm so happy sports back on, bro.
Now, see, it's crazy because y'all gonna hate me for this, but I haven't been able to dial into it yet because I'm so used to it not being on. So right. I kind of like revolve my life around not seeing it, but I'm gonna get into it. Like, this shit may slow down within these next couple days so I'd be able to like dive into it a little bit more. You heard about my Knicks today, you know what I'm saying? Like,
whoa, you heard about who? Yo, who? Yeah, what did you say? Your Knicks, hold on.
My Knicks, they belong to me. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just disown them, like, you know what I'm saying? But they still belong to me. That's my city. So it, like,
they don't belong to you, bro.
They belong to me, bro. Like, what you talking about? Like, all my money spent? Like, what you talking about? Like, nah.
No, we not doing that today.
What you mean we not doing that?
No, bro, you went on a.
We got Tom Thibodeau. Even though he may turn shit around, like you never know. Like I know Tom Thibodeau don't take no shit. I don't know. We might see what's up.
You went on an epic rant about how you ain't no Knicks fan. Fuck the Knicks. This, that, and the third, and here your ass come. Talking about some damn damn Knicks. The Yankees trash. Whoa. Glenn.
Hey, look, man, that's my man's, but he be tripping. Don't listen to that nigga. He a Red Sox fan. He's just like Brawley on Ronnie. He from New York. I went to school with him. I don't know what's good with the nigga. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with Glenn. That's my home, but like he my brother, bro. Like, I just hope one day Glenn gets help. That's it. I just hope he gets help. Like, anybody that's from New York that roots for Boston teams, you need help. That, like, don't worry about my hat, Glenn. Don't worry about what I got on here. I like, don't worry about that. Like, I didn't feel like going to get my Knicks hat out the car. So put the Brooklyn shit on today. All right, it was a good move. All right, leave me alone. We can get into that shit another episode. I don't feel like fucking with y'all Knicks fans today. Y'all been under a rock for a long time. Y'all just need to go back there.
Fucking long time. First of all, how you from New York and you not a goddamn Yankee fan? Braulio and Ronnie too. Y'all included on this bullshit. How are you a Boston fan? If you was a Chicago Cubs fan, I wouldn't care. If you was a Dodgers fan, I wouldn't care. If you was any other team, I really wouldn't care. But the Boston fucking Red Sox? Come on,
dog. I don't even see how they let y'all walk around the hood, bro. Like, I really don't. Like,
come on, dog.
I don't see how that shit is possible. But, I mean, you know, T-Jone, I don't like y'all niggas for that. But, I mean, you know.
Y'all still my fam, but come on, dog.
You know.
Come on, man.
That's all right. That's okay, because it's bean season for them too this year. So it's
all gonna be
just because you met David Ortiz in 2003, Glenn. Stop it.
Stop. Nobody care.
Stop it, Glenn. Stop. All right. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that's the reason why you a Boston fan. What you mean, Marcus? You don't see Marcus, get your ass up here.
What you mean you don't see the problem, M?
It's easy for Marcus to take shots from the sideline. It's real easy, Marcus. Nah, we not doing that, bro.
Man, fuck this shit, man. And you know what? You're right. We have not won in a decade. And that's the first time in baseball history that the Yankees haven't won in a decade. And we got cheated out the last two. So I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Didn't they go like 10, 11 decades without –
My bad.
Back to my drink.
My bad. You know, the Red Sox ain't win shit till what? Yeah, never mind. You know, niggas on steroids. Nah,
we don't talk about 04 up here.
Niggas on steroids and shit, you know. A bloody ankle. Okay. Come on, dog.
Roy's.
Come on, bro. On your pitching foot. Man.
And Manny Ramirez was on the juice. So y'all can kiss my ass. Y'all can kiss my ass. Glenn, you might be getting blocked, bro. Keep it up. Keep it up. You might be next on the block list, bro. Like, keep it up, man. You might be next on the block list, bro. Keep it up now.
Look at, see, y'all niggas gonna come on here with this Yankee slander. And you know what? We not talking about the Yankees no more. We talking about y'all slow ass teams. Matter of fact, we ain't even talking baseball no more. Fuck the baseball season right now.
I got a segment for y'all. Since y'all want to talk shit, don't make me get in my bag, yo. Like, look.
Don't do it. We will get in that motherfucker.
Look, I'm telling y'all, you're gonna make me get in my bag, dog. I ain't talk about y'all go back to y'all show now. Yo, come on, dog. Yo, it's crazy.
Fuck out of here, shit. Anyway. Oh, man. I hope there's some ladies watching right now, because we're finna dive into some of this relationship ass shit, man. I feel like, you know, it's conversations at the shop, bro. We having conversations about everything. You feel me? That's what happens in the barbershop.
Yeah.
That's what happens, bro. It ain't just sports, y'all. It ain't just sports. Man. I'm going to pull up a topic, bro.
Pull it up. Let's see what we got.
let's see. We had a nice little post about this the other day, man.
See what it is. I'm interested. I don't know what the post is. So let's see.
I had put up a post asking if we did relationship topics. What are some topics that the people will want to hear about, bro?
Okay. I like that. All right. Let's see what you got. But
so with that being said, if I can find my goddamn post, we would be okay. Not right now, son. Not right now. All right. Here we go. Here go one. Love versus lust.
That's real. That's deep. Well, I'm going to take another swig.
Love versus lust. Man. Yeah, you right, DeAndre. Black men don't cheat. I'll get into that later. I'll get into that one later.
Talk your shit, King.
I got a bag for that one. I'll get
talk your shit, later. King. Talk your shit.
All right. Right person, bad timing. Dating at, well, you're not 30 yet, but dating at 30. Which
I'm close, 30. Nigga. What the fuck
you,
is
you close, doing? Nigga? You ain't 30 yet, though.
I'm close, nigga. I'm like, what? I'm 6 months away, nigga. I mean, shit.
You might as well be up there.
You know what I'm saying? I'm there, nigga. It's too late. Like, I can't prolong that anymore. Like, it's just happening.
So, yeah. Let's do love versus lust, bro.
Okay. What's the question though? Like, it's like that's a hard subject. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
How do you know if it's love or is it lust?
How do you know if it's love or it's lust?
Yeah.
From when though? Like, there's a time frame on this shit. Like when do
is
you
it really though?
I mean, you fall in love at first sight? Like, you believe in love at first sight?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, then. So, like, that's my point. Like, but there's a time frame, of course, like, when do you figure out you're in love opposed to when you just lust the person? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I honestly, bro, honestly, I take it as... All right. So, first meet a girl. Mm. Of course, you're attracted by her, bro. Like, that's what gets you first. Usually, right. That's what gets you first. You see her, she got some pretty eyes, or she fine, she got a fat ass, she got some big titties, something like that. Mm. Pretty smile. All that, that's what first gets you. I don't know, for me now, all that shit, it's cool, but it don't impress me like how it was when I was younger, bro.
Right.
So, my whole thing now is, if she pretty, we'll work on the rest of this shit, bro. Like, we'll talk, like, we'll get down to the nitty gritty after the shit, bro. Like, but if she pretty, she got my attention. And once we do that, and we started talking, then that's when I start falling, or you know, I see where her head is, not it.
Yeah.
So lusting is like if I see you out, and the first thing I think about is smashing, then I know that this ain't gonna be it, bro. Like if it's for my first thought, it's seeing you, it's like, damn, I want to fuck her, and then. Like, I don't care about nothing else after that.
Right.
That's why I feel with the whole lust thing coming in there, right? Like, I think that's just straight lust, bro. Like, and sometimes it be like that, bro. Like, shit. I'm at the age now where it's like, if I do feel like that, bro, I'm going to come out and say it, bro. Like, ain't no holding back. I'm going to tell your ass what I want. And I'm going to tell you what, hey, look. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You feel me?
Respect that, right?
Time, not a long time. You feel me? I ain't want no relationship. I don't want none of that. Like, right, I just want to smash. I want to smash and dash and get the fuck up out of here, bro. And if you on that same thing, we can make something happen.
Right, right, right.
But if not, then shit. I go on, get on about my business, bro. Like, the worst she can say is no, bro. And I've been told no 1,000 times, bro. This shit don't faze me.
Right, 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 right.
But you know, eventually I'm looking for another wife, bro. I ain't gonna lie. So I'm out. I ain't really on the whole. Just I need to fuck 1,000 bitches right now. But
Yeah.
What you think, bro?
I mean, that's basically it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for most niggas, bro, like, that answer is pretty much basic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, us men, we could pretty much, like me, I pretty much know by the second time I chill with you or the second conversation that we have which one it is. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm the type of nigga, like, I'm a good guy. You know what I'm saying? So me, I'm the type of nigga that, like, I always try to figure out where your head is at before I even think of anything sexually. Because, like, I'm going to be real, bro. I'm not like you. I'm looking for Mrs. Wilson. I'm not looking really for... I've been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of the time, them lust situations, they cool for the moment, but they don't provide anything for your spirit or your soul for the long run. You know what I'm saying? And those is easy to get. So, like, me personally, bro, like, by the second time I talk to you, I know if I'm a possibly fall in love with you, if it's there, or I'm just trying to do what I need to do, and then we just keep it there. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas pretty much know by... And females don't really get that. Like, females just think that's all we really after all the time. Like, they think we always just after sex, and that's not what it is, bro. But me, if I could sit down and I could vibe with you more than twice and I keep being interested in your intellect and who the fuck you are, then I think there's possibly a love. But if you're not talking about nothing and you just sexy, and that's pretty much your answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't offer nothing and that's really all you can offer, it's just what it is. But niggas know.
Yeah, for sure. Like, a nigga know. Like, let me tell y'all later something, bro. Tell you something. In my experiences and seeing how us men operate with women, we know what we want and who we want. And I ain't finna drop no game for y'all or nothing like that. But if a nigga showing you different shit that you ain't never did before, he might be trying to, you know, might be trying to wife you, bro. Like, if a nigga showing you shit, like, a nigga taking you out to different places, doing different shit, being thoughtful and shit like that, a nigga might be trying to wife you.
Asking you how your day is, all tight. Like, women take that as being fucking corny for whatever fucking reason these days. Like, if a nigga actually give a fuck about you and give a fuck about what you doing and like where your mindset is from day to day to make sure you alright, like,
right. If a nigga trying to invest, if a nigga trying to invest in you, bro, like, if a nigga asking you, like, what you want to, where you want to be in 5 years, what goals you got, bro, like, what I got some connects. What do you need so I can put you in the right spot to put you where you need to be?
Like, right, right,
like. That type of shit, if a nigga doing that for you, don't talk down on that man, bro. He might be broke or whatever, but don't talk down on that man, bro. You never know, bro.
Right.
But my thing is, bro, with some women, bro, and it's just some women. Some women are like, you know, he's sweet, and you know, he might not be the cutest, but he's thoughtful and this, that, and the third, bro. Bro, as long as you win a woman through her heart and her stomach, bro. Make sure she fed. Don't let her leave the house hungry, because a nigga gonna buy a lunch, bro. A nigga ain't worth gonna buy a lunch, bro.
Every time.
Don't let her leave the house hungry.
Trust me. Every time.
Don't let her leave the house hungry, bro. Like, baby, you need something to eat? You hungry? You need me to bring you some lunch today? I'll bring you some lunch today. Don't worry. What time you going on lunch? I'm up there. What you want? Matter of fact, I cook. I got you. Don't worry about it.
But let's do this. Just because I'm single and like I'm not dating as much, but I'm talking to a few women. Women like don't admit it, but they're petrified of that man. Like, they always claim that they want that shit and they want a caring guy, or they're fucking petrified of it. You know why? Because they feel, regardless of what I see is, regardless of what women post on social media most of the time, and regardless of when you're talking to a girl and what she tells you what she wants and what she's looking for, a lot of the times when women find that, they run from it. And it is regardless of how you look or how much money you got. A lot of women just can't handle that, because they feel, regardless of what they want, a lot of women feel like that shit's just not real. So anytime they come across a guy who may be genuine, you know what I'm saying, and really give a fuck about them, they kind of push him to the side, because they feel like in the beginning he's just trying to cater to what they want right now, instead of actually believing, yo, this nigga is really that type of way. You know what I'm saying? So that shit happens a lot too.
Yeah, because I've done this before, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I had a good girl, my ex-wife. My ex-wife was amazing, bro. She's an amazing person. But nigga, this when we was going through the shit we was going through, bro, with the shit we was going through, at the age we, I got married at 19, had my first kid at 19, got married at 19. Mm-hmm. Got a house by 22. Well, no, by 20. House by 20, 21? It was 21 when we got the house. House by 21. Another baby by 22. So we was living the goddamn American dream, bro. But, nigga, the shit was, I think, out of our 8-year marriage, bro, we probably had one good year. One good year. And like, the year was amazing, but like, I was going through some shit personally. She was dealing with some shit, and we never could get on the same track, because like, we would butt heads all the time. Money wise, career wise, like I tell everybody to this day, bro, like, she is the most amazing person I probably ever met in my life, bro. But
right.
At the age where I was at, and I was feeling like I was missing out because I got married at 19.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's young. You're married.
And you know, I would go out, and I ain't gonna lie, I cheated on her, bro. Like, shit happens. And shit. So, nigga, we never was on the same page. We was on the same page for about a year, bro. And that year was amazing, bro. But like, the rest of them gems, bro, was this all the time, bro. Like, it was just, woo, it was hard. But I mean, we the best of friends now. Y'all be on the lookout for divorced besties. It's the co-parenting podcast. It's gonna be fine. But yeah, man, like, she taught me so much, like, during that marriage on what a man's supposed to be like, and how he's supposed to treat his wife, and how, like, even though it was, you know, push and pull the whole time, bro. Yeah, I was a nigga those days, DeAndre. That was a nigga. But push and pull those times, bro, like, it helped me along the way of seeing, like, what not to do and what I could do and, you know, what should I do and all this stuff. So, like, the next time around, if, you know, I get married to whoever I get married to the next time around, I feel like I'm going to be in a better position to leave my family. Because right at that time, bro, I was not the We shouldn't have been married, bro. She'll tell you that to this day. We shouldn't have been married. We shouldn't have got married. We should just have some kids and co-parent.
Yeah. Some people are better off as friends, though. Like me and
her are the perfect example.
Some people are just better off as friends, man. Sometimes that relationship shit is just too hard, bro. Like, that's just
I don't want to mispronounce the situation. I don't want to mispronounce your name.
Look, it's her name's Quina. I know her. She's cool. She's one of my people. Name's Quina.
Quina, you are right. When people have been deceived and hurt and they find something like coming to them like genuine, like the first thing to go in their head is, hey, he just want my draws, or hey, she just want my money. This ain't real. Let me get her away or get him away, because this ain't what he want. Because after he get what he want, he gonna change. Nikki, what's up, Nikki?
No, well, we're about to teach us how to be. All right, so I guess we got to read the comments, right?
For people. Oh, yeah, we need to. Yeah.
All right. Well, Nikki says, a lot of dads weren't there and weren't involved enough to teach us how to be treated by a man. We're used to shady behavior, so when we meet a good man, it's like, wait a minute, what are your motives? Right. Like, yeah, that's basically, like, that's all I was saying. Like, I didn't mean, like, I saw somebody, I think Renee said that she disagrees.
That's my
But point. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be real with you, Renee. Gerard knows I'm a good guy. I don't cheat. I don't look for sex. First off, nothing. I genuinely care. I'm telling you, there's women out here, but petrified to find a guy that actually cares about them, their intellect, before any of that shit. Like, that is women I told straight up, I'm not really looking for sex right now. And they look at me like a weirdo. I'm dumb serious, bro. There's women out here. It may not be you, Renee, but trust me. And the shit that Queen has said is fact, bro. Like, a lot of people have been through shit. But here's the thing: if you know you've been through shit, and you know you're not ready for that good man, why publicize that you are? Work on yourself until you're ready for that. Like, a lot of women don't give us enough leeway when it comes to that. Like, you say you're ready for me, and then I'm here. And then I got to deal with baggage X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's a lot of people these days, bro. Like, we got to, before we jump in relationships, bro, we got to deal with baggage, bro. We got to deal with it. Like, heal yourself first before you jump into a relationship. I also had that problem, because I went from divorce to another woman, like that, bro. Like, I didn't take no time, and I got daughters out the situation. So it's like, yeah, having my little girls and going through a divorce at the time, bro, that shit changed my whole mindset when it comes to women, bro. Like, one, I don't want, this is the main thing, bro. Like, call me crazy, bro. I don't want my karma to skip me and then go to my girls, bro.
Makes sense, yeah. Yeah, but it won't. But I wouldn't worry so much about karma skipping you and going to them, because you're a good dad. You know what I'm saying? So you can show them what's real and what's not. So I wouldn't worry too much about that, to be honest.
Yeah,
you gonna read this one?
Yeah, Candace says, sometimes we don't know that we aren't ready. I had an awesome dude a few years back, but through dating him, I realized I wasn't ready. I went to therapy and all, but it wasn't until that relationship that I realized I still needed time to myself.
Man, that's understandable.
You know, I mean, that's what we talk about all the time, bro. Queena says, I agree that people have to be more honest about where they are in their journey in life. That is where people need to sit back, look at themselves, evaluate, and get to know themselves, man.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's been, like, it's a lot. Like, it's really a lot to, and you know what's crazy? the hardest part about being single is actually looking in yourself in the mirror and working on your damn self. That's the hardest part about being single, bro. Like looking at it, looking at your flaws and saying, hey, I need to change the way I am. Like the hardest thing for me, bro, when I looked in the mirror after my divorce and after being separated, it was, hey, your communication skills are horrible, Gerard. You need to talk. You need to talk, bro.
I remember this conversation.
You need to talk to people, bro. Like, you can't go around just saying you okay and you not okay. Like, no matter if it's a, like, every conversation you have with your partner, if it's, it doesn't have to be an argument. Like, I think that's what happened with me and Candace, bro. Like, every time we would have a conversation, it would end up in an argument. Like, even if it wasn't meant to be an argument, like, some shit that we done had stored came up, or some shit from the past that we ain't worked through came up because we ain't never talk about it.
Right.
So right. Now, in relationships, whoever I deal with, bro, like, I'm coming to a point where it's like, hey, if we got a problem, yo, like, let's talk about it, bro. Like, let's literally talk about it. That is true too, Candace. Like, that is true, bro.
You got some toxic niggas out here. I'm not. Hey, look. I'm not.
Yeah, right. Arguing about dishes, and it ain't really the dishes. Your side nigga got you upset, and now you coming home bringing it to me, and I ain't did nothing. I ain't washed the dishes today. It's okay. I get to them.
That's wild, bro.
I'm just saying, bro, like, for, like, honestly, bro, that's the hard, like, the hardest thing is literally sitting yourself down, looking yourself in the mirror, and, bro, and telling yourself, hey, you got to work on this shit, bro. Like, you got to be better, like, period. Like, you can't just go around you literally can't go around being to yourself in a relationship.
Right.
If you're giving yourself to another person and y'all supposed to be working on this bond, like, together, bro, you have to be open and honest about everything that's going on.
Everything, bro. Like, my last relationship, bro, like, we didn't talk about shit until it was too late. Like, we were those type of people. Like, we were okay, well, this shit happened, I'm just gonna see, like, what happens tomorrow. Maybe the shit will blow over. You know what I'm saying? That shit is not how relationships work, bro. And by the time I realized that and was like, oh, okay, well, we got to communicate about everything. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you wake up and feel a certain type of way, like, I need to know so I know how I can correct that, or at least we could come to, like, middle ground. Yeah. So, like, situations like you talking about, so, like, the dishes don't get washed. We over here fighting about the dishes, but it's not the dishes. We talk about the dishes for 2 minutes, and then there's, oh, well, you did this shit last week. And then I'm like, no, but you did this shit a month ago, and da-da-da-da-da. See, communication is dead ass everything.
Everything, bro.
It's everything. If you
ain't got communication, bro, it's gonna fail, bro.
Every time.
Communication and trust, bro. Them the top two things that you need, bro. Top two. If I can't trust you and we can't talk, bro, then
leave me alone. Facts. I can't. But like, I went, like, literally, I was with my ex for 5 years. I think two of them, I literally spent in the dark trying to figure out where her mindset was and working on communication. And bruh, at this point, man, like, if you can't tell me where your headset is at when I ask you, or we can't have a back and forth conversation without us arguing, man, like, it's not worth it, bro. Like,
yeah,
gotta communicate.
honest communication is all is I'm telling you, honest communication is it's the hardest thing to do. Like my thing with communication and all that good stuff now is bro, like, hey, you made me feel this way. Even if I didn't try to, I had to learn with like honestly with Candace, bro. I had to learn that even though I like probably didn't intentionally do this, I couldn't push her feelings to the side. Like I would push her feelings to the side and be like, no, it ain't like that.
Right.
I had to get better at if you tell me that you don't like this shit, then I need to find a way to make sure that you're comfortable with everything that's going on, bro. Like you have to be comfortable with everything. Like right now in my life with everything I got going, you have to be comfortable. Like about any girl I talk to now, they have to be comfortable with me and Candace's relationship. Me and Candace right. are like, we, she hate that I call her my bestie, but she my bestie, bro. Like she can get over that, but I'm gonna get to this in a minute, Candace. But
I was just about to mention that actually. Go ahead, Gerard. I was about to speak to that. So that's okay. Next.
All right. So what I realized was I can't tell her how to feel. I can't tell her what to feel. Like if she feels some type of way, if she hates the way that I brush my teeth, tell me how I could change the way I brush my teeth where it's okay. Or tell me if you don't like the way I dress when we go out, what is the way that I can get to a style where we together like that?
Right.
You don't like the way that I fold clothes. I fold clothes one way. You fold clothes another way. You want the clothes folded like this? Teach me how to fold the clothes like this so we can be on the same page when it comes to shit. You don't want the dishes sitting there overnight. I don't care about the dishes sitting in there overnight. I do them hoes in the morning. Like, what's the big deal? But you don't want it because it leaves a stench in the house. So I need to be on the same. Like, we just need to be on the same page about everything that's going on.
It is at the same time, just because, like, when you two are together, all them shit's about. See, that's where probably I differ with that. It's because, like, I honestly believe that when you're in a relationship with somebody, like, if you don't like something, I have to be willing to compromise to try to do what I can to fix that. Just to prevent any other, like, dishes is kind of like a small thing.
I'm saying like, just you have to get into a groove where it's a give and take. Like everything ain't gonna be your way and everything ain't gonna be your way, but y'all gotta get to a point where it's like, okay, this is how we're gonna do things. I'll wash the dishes if I used to work at night overnight. I'll wash the dishes before I go to work. Or if there are dishes in there, like I'll do them after dinner. Like I'll do something after dinner. And it's just, you got to find a spot. You got to find like your groove basically with each other. And that comes in with hard work and communication, but like you just find your groove. And once you get in that groove, you got to stay with it.
Right.
See what I told you, bro.
But yeah, to her previous point, as men, we do need to do a better job of listening instead of responding to shit. Like I was about to mention that shit. Like there's a lot of shit that women say that kind of go over our heads because we don't feel like it's that serious because they're so emotional sometimes. So sometimes we have to separate. We have to know who you have to know who your woman is. Like if your woman's highly emotional, you need to be able to kind of sit down and let her get her emotions off and listen to what she's saying and pick out key points. You know what I'm saying? To kind of like focus on. Like me, I don't like drama. You know what I'm saying? So a big problem that I tend to have is that when women start going off a little bit and you start yelling and you start getting a little belligerent, I kind of start tuning you out until you calm down and then we can have a serious conversation. My boy.
What's up?
What's going down? What are we talking about?
We just talking about relationships, period, bro. You the only married one up here now.
Hey, you did.
Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that, man?
Who would have thought that?
But Nikki says you have to accept your significant other. You have to accept your significant other for who they are, just as you would want them to accept you for your flaws. You can uplift and better each other, but don't try to change them. They will resent you for it.
That sounds good.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that one. I'm sorry. I just don't. No. I don't. That sounds good, but nah. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you're supposed to evolve with each other. You can't change people, but you are supposed to evolve. Just accepting somebody for their flaws, that's cool. But that doesn't necessarily, just because you accept somebody for their flaws doesn't mean that they're willing to do what they need to do to change those flaws into positive.
Because sometimes as men, bro, when you accept a man's flaws, and I'm telling you this because I know I used to be immature and shit. If when you accept a man's flaws, sometimes they get complacent, they get cool, and then they don't change. And then what? Because sometimes those flaws can be that very thing that changes the relationship, that changes the dynamic of a relationship. So and you gotta be able to change. So some of those flaws gotta be able to be changed, bro.
And I'm telling y'all, as a relationship guy, you can accept my flaws today. I'm telling you, 5 years down the line, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, those same flaws may be your breaking point then. So,
accept the flaws. Oh, girl, he just got a little attitude problem, you know. I can deal with it.
Yeah,
and that
attitude problem turned into, well, he only hit me one time, and then that turned into a hospital room. You know what I'm saying? Like shit, like that, like bro, some shit you just can't overlook. Some shit is what it is. If you see something from a man, and I'm saying this from a man's standpoint, you see a nigga doing some shit, and you don't see no kind of progression. He ain't trying to better himself. That also come with you having to say, you got to say something. Because my wife be on my ass. Not like tough, but my wife see some shit. She gonna feel away, and then she gonna come to me and be like, hey, look, this what it is. I don't like this. And it's up to me to be like, all right, you know what? You right. I see it. I need to work on that. But don't just accept anything. Don't just accept niggas and just say, oh, that's them. And that's their flaw.
It's the same thing with women too, guys. Like you see that woman, bro. Don't like to clean up. And if you find a woman that don't like to clean, run. Let's just put it like that. I'm telling you now. run. She gotta have a little OCD for me. Just a little OCD.
Just a little bit. The neat freaks
need to be the women, bro.
That's annoying, maybe. But I understand because I'm not OCD, but I don't like dirty shit. Like I'm just not gonna, you know what I'm saying, just let shit lay around and shit. I can pick shit up. So like yeah, that's kind of like that's a telling sign, bro. If a woman rather don't want to be clean, like the house ain't clean, the car ain't clean, like nothing clean.
Hey, now women in their cars, that's a different thing, bro. Oh, Lord,
no,
Jesus.
It ain't. It's telling, bro, because some of these women will let shit pile up to like I've seen women they had trash like laying on the window, like
oh no. Oh no, I ain't talking about that.
Shit just laying around, like, bro.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about like this. Crazy. I'm talking about just like women, like getting their cars washed, bro. Like, women don't wash their cars.
That should be us.
No lie, I was talking to this chick, bro, and I pulled up to a crib, bro, and she was like, you want me to drive my car? And I looked at her car And I was like, you know what? Yeah, drive your car. Follow me. Bro, we went straight to the car wash. Her car ain't been, it looked like her car ain't been washed in fucking 6 months, bro.
You just been hopping in that bitch and going.
Like, come on, bro. Let's wash your car. She's like, what are we doing today? We're going to wash the car today. Then we're going to get back to action.
Hey, if you got to wash the car, you better check the fluids while you're at it.
Man, check the oil, check everything.
When the last time you had an oil change? I guarantee you something low in that motherfucker. If the car ain't been washed as much.
When the last time you had an oil change? The
fluid low. She ain't got no windshield wiper fluid.
See? Let me tell y'all something, bro. My dad washed Candace's car before. Like, she in Dallas, so, like, my dad would go over there and he said, when the last time you had your car washed? What up, Willie, man? What's up, dog? Hey, he went and washed the car. But, yeah, you do that. I give you that. But, man, I swear, bro, like, it's just certain shit when you dealing with a woman, bro. It's certain shit that you should just, like, as a man, you should just take care of, no doubt. Like, the days I go wash my car, if I'm talking to a chick, bro, I'm going to call her up and be like, hey, what you doing? Bring your car up here. Or I'm going to go get a car and I'm going to wash her car. Like, it's simple shit like that that kind of, you know, it keeps the relationship fresh, I would say. Like, doing simple shit like that.
Yeah. My nigga, your car don't be that crazy though on the inside, I don't think. I can't remember.
But that's usually how it goes.
Car,
and then, especially,
car don't be dirty though.
Especially if you got kids.
This car don't be dirty. I give her that.
Especially if you got kids, I know your car dirty. I ain't even worried about that. If you got kids, I know your car dirty. If you got a car seat in the back.
The back seat gonna be fucked.
If you got a car seat in the back.
It's the front seat that's just be fucked up, bro. Now, you gonna have Fruit Loops and milk and juice and fries.
French fries, all in the back seat, bro.
You gonna have everything. Straws, cup tops, everything gonna be in the back.
When the last time we went to Wendy's? That was like 2 months ago. Man, what you mean?
Ain't no fries in months, bro. That shit go. You gonna have a whole small fry in the back seat.
Hey, but I'm gonna touch on this one, bro. How have y'all ever dated a person where it felt like they was the one? Like you met them at the wrong time, though.
Yeah.
That's happened quite a few times.
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah. I can say it's happened to me. It happened to me one time, bro. One time. And I'm not going to go into what happened all the way.
That mean you did some fuck shit, but go ahead.
I did. I was, okay. Fuck it. We talking today. We going around, bro.
We talking today. This sound like a professional. Today. Hold on,
We talking today, bro. Man, it's, I'm going to give y'all the year. It's 2013 going into 2014. I meet this girl named Brittany. She worked at FedEx. We were friends. That was just friends at first, bro.
I don't know how
to
do it.
Yeah, you know it, bro.
Look at Candace. See, now you know. Oh, God, you should have just kept on going.
I'm cool with it, bro. Me and Candace, we're over there. It's cool. I'm straight. So, boom. We get to talking, and we talking for like a year or so, bro. A year or two, bro. We talking, bro. Like, we not even date. Like, we not even fucking off. We ain't fucking off with nothing yet. So, like, we did real deal talking, bro. Like, we talking every day and shit like that. Then it got serious. And then this was me and Candace was getting into it, going through it. I found comfort.
Like an entanglement.
I found comfort in another person when I shouldn't have, bro, which led to me cheating. Boom. Me and Candace getting a divorce. Well, we say we get a divorce, and I move out. I'm dating Brittany, but then I'm also going back, messing off with Candace. Like, I'm playing both sides, bro, because I'm like, I'm stuck in between. I don't want to be like my daddy and have another kid on the outside or be in another relationship. Like, I want to stay. I want to be involved with my kids. I want to stay in the house with my kids my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And in between, I ain't happy over here.
Mm-hmm.
This girl making me happy and real deal showing me like I probably like need to leave, bro. Like, it's cool. Boom. We done went through Candace taking my car at work. Candace confronting me about it. Brittany confronting me about it. Brittany coming to the crib, knocking on my door 35 times with 21 missed calls, bro. Sometimes that shit ain't worth it, bro.
It's not. It's not, bro.
It ain't worth it, bro. But I tell you this, bro. Like, yeah, when all that happened, we was done, bro. Like, it was holding on just to be like, nah, we ain't a statistic. But it just shit turned out to be a statistic, bro. But anyway, I say that, and I fell in love with Brittany, which I don't think I ever said that out loud on the show or no shit like that. But I met her at the wrong goddamn time. Like, I feel that way. Me and Brittany cool now, and I don't feel like that towards her no more. I don't feel like she was the one that got away. See? I ain't stupid. I knew what was going on. So it was just niggas. We were just at the house, bro. Like,
but that happened. That part is always happening. You got history with somebody, you got kids. At the same time, y'all talking like, yo, let's work it out. Even though you know right. You're doing that extra shit on the side. Like, yeah, that happened. I did that like way, way back in the day. Like earlier than that. So, yeah, earlier than 2012. And who started it? Oh,
Yeah,
all right. Hey, Gerard. Hey, first of all, we ain't playing the blame game. Okay?
We ain't playing the blame game.
What we have to do is be accountable and take accountability for our own actions. We cannot blame our actions on other people. That's not good, then, y'all.
But, man, look, man, it's shit happens, bro. And me and Candace are really cool now. Like, there's no bad blood between us. Like, that's why we divorced besties, bro. Y'all make sure y'all tune in when I drop these show links, bro.
Divorce besties, that's the name of y'all podcast?
Yeah, bro. Divorce besties, bro. That's gonna be the name of it, bro.
That's definitely describes you too. Divorce and besties. Good, you know, a lot of people can't make that work too, so that's good that y'all able to work to get past all the feelings, because you gotta think like both of y'all dealt with some shit, especially Candace. You know what I'm saying? Like, If you cheated first, Candace dealt with real pain. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's good to see that y'all able to bypass all the personal feelings, whatever you may feel or may not feel for each other, but y'all able to be cool, cordial, not only towards, you know, with the kids, but even toward each other, where y'all got that kind of relationship where y'all can actually talk. Because I ain't never seen no shit like this. Like, no people that had this kind of shit going on, bro. That shit is it. Like, you don't talk no more. Like, man, so there's no job I ever do that.
Yeah, DeAndre, I'm not that nigga no more, bro.
Yeah, Gerard's part now, man.
damn good co-parents, bro. Damn.
Hell,
good.
Hell, I'm square now. Shit, I'm square as a motherfucker.
Square as a motherfucker.
Square as a motherfucker. I don't do shit, but smoke and be at the house and work and that type of shit.
But man, I'm telling y'all, bro. It took. I'm telling y'all, it took.
It's a dope Candace, life to live, though.
It took Candace going through, taking the time out to hate me for however long she needed to hate me. So that was about 4 or 5 years, bro. It was, we couldn't be in the same vicinity together, bro. It was like, come in, hey, look at each other, get the kids, and go on about my business. Drop the kids off, go on about her business, bro. Like, 2018 was the year where it kind of just, I don't know what clicked in her head. And I don't know what clicked in my head, but it was just like, well, shit, it felt like it. Hell, you got to think about it. We were separated for like, anyway, we're not going to get into numbers. You know what I mean. You know what I mean, but nah, bro, like, it was, I don't know what clicked, bro, like, we kind of just put all that shit to the side. I apologized a couple of years ago, live on Facebook, well, it was a post on Facebook, I posted it, and that was my apology, bro, and ever since then, bro, it's been cool, bro.
Right.
We've been working, and everything has been good now. Now, don't get me wrong, people. Me and her still have disagreements. Like, we still do that shit, but it's not bad.
She said therapy clicked. Did y'all go to therapy together?
Nah, she went on her own.
She just went on her own.
You know, she's been in Dallas since 2016. Woo-wee. Let me tell you something. I have never, ever dealt with a crazy baby daddy from a chick that I've been messing with. Because usually the kid's daddy is not involved. And that's a problem from the get-go. So
I ain't never dealt with that either.
My girl,
I would have loved to.
Look at you, see what I mean? The original shit starter. Look at him.
Yeah, I'm the petty type, but I'm too petty. Like, I don't know. I guess that's why God never put that in front of me, because I'm too petty. Like, I'm the type that, like, I'll be like, nah, your boyfriend ain't crazy. He just crazy to you. Like, he's not crazy for real. He just crazy to you. So that be the case with most niggas, brother. Baby daddies be crazy, but they be selective to who they crazy to. They don't be crazy. They crazy on the female, yeah, they go crazy. Bitch, you ain't going nowhere, you ain't doing this. Man, let a nigga walk up on them. The energy not the same. That's why I never really believe in, like, that crazy baby daddy. I mean, they are a couple, there are a few. They might wild out, but most of the time, man, them niggas do not be tough for real. Niggas be tough at the crib.
That is true. Malik, you been through some shit like that before, bro?
Of course he has. Look at him.
When I tell you I have the tendency to attract the most fucked up women, I've been through literally everything. Literally everything I've been through, bro. Yeah, I've been through crazy baby mama situations before, bro. Or crazy baby daddy situations before. But like Marcus said, they crazy to her. Like, you're just crazy by the shit she tell me. The minute I see you in the street, you not crazy. Like, you not saying shit to me about anything, cuz I don't play that shit. Like, I'm calm, cool, and collected. I don't like drama. I will fuck you up. So I don't have those problems. You know what I'm saying? And I carry myself that way. But baby daddy's like calling, all like knowing that you with her, and he blowing her up and starting problems about like why you not picking up the phone. I want to talk to my son, but they ain't call his son in like 2 weeks. And like, it's like, yo, for real, I've been through all types of shit, bro. Like, it does happen. It does happen, bro. Niggas is crazy out here, bro.
If that was the case, if I did have to deal with that, yeah, that's definitely a deal breaker. That's not some shit you want to deal with every fucking time you with your girl and randomly this nigga popping up with some dumb shit. Nah, that's not.
Because,
but you gotta check the temperature on the dude though, because like I said, niggas don't be tough like that for real. So if question you see him and you approach him and you know he ain't like that, then it ain't no real deal breaker. But if he really crazy for real, like he coming to your house and he's shooting up shit or whatever the case may be, yeah, that might be a deal breaker. If my life is at stake, then yeah, I might have to roll. I'm not going to jail for you. Nah, I'm not doing that. Control that baby daddy, man.
All right, Candace, to answer your question, it says, question, if you've mostly dealt with crazy women, do you feel like that says something about you? I don't mostly deal with crazy women. A lot of the women I meet, I'm not going to front, it's a little something weird. Now, the women that I pick to potentially be a significant other or wife down the line, they're not crazy. But I'm just talking about my experience with meeting people, because I like meeting new people. Yes, I do. But to answer your question too, yes, it does say a lot about me and what I've learned, what Gerard has taught to me about, is that I'm way too giving. I give way too much of myself to people. So by the time I realize you're crazy, I'm already in love with you and I've given you a big part of me, and I don't feel like surrendering that because of the time I've accumulated trying to get to know you and blah 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 blah. So yeah, it does say a little bit about me. I don't know if y'all go through the same thing. I don't know the type of women y'all meet, but that's pretty much my problem.
I don't really meet crazy women per se. I've had one crazy woman that I've dealt with, but I legit, the whole baby daddy thing, bro. Like, my girl's mom, she has a son, and he's 10. I've been in his life since he was 5.
Right.
Yeah, 5. And his daddy is not around as often as he should be. I've never had a conversation with, I've had a conversation with him, because he made, when me and Megan was dating, he made her literally like break down and cry on the phone one day, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm reading the messages and all that, and he getting real disrespectful in the messages. So I call him like, hey bro, I don't know what it is that's the problem. I'm not worried about, yeah, not worried about all that, but you made her cry. I have to deal with it. So now it's my problem. So whatever you have to say to her, if it ain't about Elijah, we don't need to hear about it no more. So if it ain't you, hey, I made my child support payment, or hey, can I get Elijah this weekend? Don't call her, don't text her, don't do none of that. Cool. About 2 months later, he finally decided he's gonna get his son. So we dropping some son off at his mama house. And his whole energy with Megan or whatever was off, because I was there. Like, I was sitting there and he didn't say nothing crazy to her, nothing wild. But it was the next weekend, he came and picked him up. And I wasn't there. I was at work, or I was in Dallas. And he goes crazy saying some shit about my daughter at the time. Called her a bitch. Cool. I'm coming home next weekend. When you come to get Elijah that weekend, I will be there. I need that same energy when I see you. I need all of that. I need all the smoke when I see you. I'm sitting at the house. I'm sitting at no mama house. Bro, don't show up to come get his son. I ain't seen bro since, bro. And I'm telling y'all right now, when I do see him, I don't care he's 6'2 and used to be in the military. I'm smacking the light skin off his ass, bro. That was 3 years ago. I still ain't let it go. So if you're listening, when I see you,
This is a feeble threat. He's not listening to the podcast right now.
You're right, because he probably don't, I don't even know if you're on Facebook or anything. But still, just know that he's still up there, bro. That shit rubbed me the wrong fucking way, bro.
It's understandable.
It's niggas out there that do that shit, though. He did that shit to piss her off. Like, it's... Honestly, bro, if we being honest, I don't think he's seen his dad all year. I think it's been almost a year, bro, since he's seen his dad, bro.
That's some wild shit, because I could not see my son for a couple weeks, and then I start getting fidgety. Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go more than 2 weeks, or I can't go more than 2 or 3 weeks without seeing my son. Like, I just can't do it. Like, I'd literally melt down and go crazy if I don't get my, like, you know, we talked, Gerard. Like,
I
don't know how niggas do that shit, bro. I really don't. I don't see how you could go a year or some change without seeing your seed, bro. Like, I that shit pisses me off. Like, for real. Like, I don't see how the fuck you can do that shit. Like, I understand, like, people got their own lives and shit like that, but bro, you made the choice to make that kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, for you not to see your son for that fucking long, bro, and knowing that you made that kid, and knowing what we go through as black men, not having fathers in the fucking house, he deserved to get his ass whooped, bro. Like, for real. Like, come on, man. That shit's fucking pathetic, bro.
Man, I honestly, bro, like, in all seriousness, bro, if I have any guys out there.
Hey, I just got some news, by the way, but go ahead.
If I got any guys out there that I call my friends, bro, and you're not involved in your kid's life, bro, like, if you got a kid that's out of town and you can't get back in town as much as you want during COVID, I really ain't got no problem with that, bro. Like, I understand that. I get it, bro, because this summer has been real trying for me because I didn't have my sons this summer. But I've been talking to him, and I actually went down there to see him a couple of weeks ago. Wow. And it's, you know, it's been trying, but, you know, I make sure I talk to my kids every time, every day. I make sure I'm calling them. Of course, you know, me and Candace co-parents, so I know everything that's going on. Like, I know everything. Like, it's not nothing I don't know about my kids, like, other than probably some of their teachers' names, bro. Like, I can't tell you all my kids' teachers' names. I'm sorry, I can't do it. But I know when they call, I know it's somebody done did something wrong and you done woke me up out of my sleep. Now I'm ready. Now I'm mad at you.
Right.
But if I call you my friend, bro, and you're not involved in your kid's life, bro, I can't have association with you. Like, I literally can't have that, because I feel like I give off that energy where, like, I'm a good daddy and I hang around a lot of good daddies, bro. So, like, I don't think that if you're not seeing your kid and you around me, bro, and, like, you're not even trying, then I can't hang out with you, bro. I'm sorry. I can see you out and be like, hey, what's up? But I'm not finna kick it with you like that, bro.
Right, right.
Yeah, didn't say it any better.
But I guess we done with this relationship stuff, man.
Unless it's something y'all want to touch on. I mean,
anybody else got anything they want to touch on before we drop this news that we just got?
Oh, y'all got some news. Well, I ain't getting no news.
I mean, shit, y'all got three guys up here. Any women that's been commenting, y'all got any questions for us? Like, for real, like, we just giving y'all our perspective. Like, Y'all can ask us, and well, I don't know about anything, but
they can ask you anything, Malik. You ain't man. You ain't got nothing to hide.
Who, me? Oh no, I got plenty of shit to hide. I already told y'all. I'm not doing what Malik usually do. I'm not doing none of that shit. Y'all gotta earn all of that. Just like I'm not doing that shit, bro.
Monique said, could y'all be stay-at-home dads and let your mate be the breadwinner?
No, does not work. I tried it, doesn't work.
I've done it, but it ain't like a person like the thing that I wanted to do. Like, nah, I really rather not. You know what I'm saying? But I've done it. And that's as tough as having a fucking job. If you got a kid, you taking care of the house with a kid, man, you see how a housewife feels. You know what I'm saying? So it's tough too, but nah, it ain't what I want. No. Nah.
Coming home from when I was locked up, I did that for 8 months. And I tell you, that shit was the worst feeling in the world.
Man, it fucked with you. It fucked with me every day. It's not a time that go by when you
right there, late, bro. DeAndre and said right it there. The best, bro.
And let me tell you, I told my wife this. I said, man, it was to the point where I was doing so much shit around the house. I was doing it because I felt like DeAndre said, I felt like a fucking bum, bro. It is not a good feeling, bro, when you like don't have no check coming in. And you get up every day taking care of the house. And like at the end of that, it's still nothing coming. Unless somebody let you borrow some money or some shit. Nah, that shit ain't no good feeling, bro. Like, man.
Cause I feel guilty, bro. Like I feel like I'm leaving my woman out to drown because you have to take care of the financial responsibilities while I'm at home. Regardless if you feel like that's a 50-50 comparison or not, a man just wants to provide for his woman. That's not really something that I don't want to even say a real man because everybody's situation is different. But I know just me when I did the shit, when I didn't have a job and I'm was sitting here taking care of the kids, especially with this COVID shit, making sure that they were doing their homework and making sure the house was straight and making sure my girl had dinner when she got home or whatever. And you still feel like shit, man. I just don't think a lot of niggas is just built for that. Like, and then I'm worried about what you thinking. I'm worried about if you think I'm a bum. I'm worried about what your friends are fucking telling you because I'm home doing all this shit. And if they're wondering, like, I'm just trying to use you and I don't want to, man, it's not fit for most niggas, bro.
Man. It's so much, dog. Like, man, all of that, Malik. All of that, bro.
This is too much, bro.
All of that shit.
It's too much.
Don't let like some real life financial hardships hit. Whereas,
and then you
like,
can't help
the only one on there and you ain't got no way of coming in to help. Bruh, if you ain't never felt that, bruh, that shit is really, really heart-wrenching as a man, bruh. That is one of the worst feelings a man could ever feel, bruh. It's really tough. That shit is terrible.
Terrible, bro. Like, honestly, bro, Candace made more money than me. But Candace made more money than me. And bruh, she was paying most of the bills, bruh. And I still felt bad, bruh. Like, I felt horrible, bruh, because, like, I felt like that's one thing I can say that hindered us a lot, bruh. Like, Candace made, like, I would work my ass off just to kind of be right at the threshold where she was at, bruh. So I'm working days and nights. I'm, like, staying longer and shit like that. But still, bro, it was just like, bro, this shit ain't scratching the surface, bro. Like, I'm tired. We don't go out because I'm tired. Like, we have movie night set up and I just fall asleep on the ass. And then that's a problem. And then we go into everything else, bro. It's just like, no, dog. Like, I couldn't be no damn stay at home dad, bro. I got to be. Unless this podcast shit pop off and I got my daiquiri shit going where I can stay at home, then nah.
Yeah, I can't do it. That's something that I will never, ever, ever, ever be able to do again. That's probably a scar that I got from my last relationship, bro. Because I tried that shit, but my girl was so like independent, bro. Like, even though I'm home and I'm trying to take care of shit, she would still get off of work and then still try to do shit. And then it was like you building up extra stress on top of yourself, knowing that I'm right here and I can do all of this shit for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not for me. I'll never be able to do that shit again, dude. Ever, ever, ever. I can't. I don't feel that way.
It just depends.
It's a pride thing too. Like, I guess it's a pride thing for men. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's an ego thing.
Yeah.
Hey, now if she a sugar mama now, wait a minute. If she giving me money, hey, look, you giving me $10,000 every 2 weeks. Hey, look, baby, I be at home every day with all you need. With all you need, baby. With all you need. You give me $10,000 a month. We going on trips. What? Baby, I got all the kids. All of them. Them ain't even our kids. Who the kids is these? I don't know. I found them on the street, bro. They was outside playing with our kids. I told them all come in and eat. I told them all come in and eat.
Right.
Then on us today. But no, man. I got. Oh shit. We're gonna drop this news, man. Jamal Adams just got traded. Traded to the guy.
Where they Seahawks.
To the Seahawks. Bradley McDougal plus two first rounders and a third.
We were giving up all that. We wasn't gonna give up. We give up all that. I know Jerry O'Spray gonna give up all that.
Yeah, no.
Damn, to Seattle, huh?
Yep. Don't y'all play Seattle this year?
Man, we play Seattle down there every year. Yep, I expect one of those Earl Thomas game. Come in and show the fuck out, get a couple of picks, and then come to the sidelines and let us hear it. Because it happens. It happens to us all the time. Every time we pass up on somebody, they come back and they make us pay for it, man. It started back with goddamn Randy Moss, and it just ends with it ended with Earl Thomas. It just continues, bro. Ah, damn Seattle. They don't even need them.
But man,
what they need them for?
As y'all can see, Marcus is upset because they don't have a safety.
We need two safeties still. We still need two safeties right now. Anybody want to try out? Y'all hit me up, bro. I'll make sure your highlight tape get to Jerry, bro.
Oh,
man,
that's
fucked up, man. That's messed up,
dog. Nah, stay. We can get back on it. I'm having a good time talking about this shit. We just had to drop this sport for the rest of the crew, man. Unless y'all through.
Damn, man. I'm done. I'm pissed. I'm ready to go now. Damn, I'm mad. Damn.
Malik, you all right, though? I know you're a Jets fan, so
it's not about what Malik feels. What do you mean? What are you asking him for? It's not about what he feels. Who cares? He didn't want him.
Wait, answer the question, Marcus. Answer the question.
The question. Of course, yeah, Candace, I'm still a Cowboys fan. You know it. You know it. I ain't going nowhere. My heart's still in Dallas.
She might as well be a damn Cowboys fan.
Yeah, still down here riding with him. I'm trying to get Jamal Adams to Dallas, but Malik seems to think that Seattle needed him a little more than we did.
It's Malik's fault.
It's all good, man. It's all good, man. Damn. All right, man. I'm cool off.
Shit, Malik finna go off, bro. Look at it.
I don't care nothing about him going off. What is that gonna do? No, neither one of us have Jamal Adams at this point. What are we going off for? Like, who cares? Damn, Malik. This is all your fault, too. It's all your fault. I asked you about 10 episodes ago. Damn, man, Seattle, bro. Like, what the fuck? These niggas don't need them.
I don't know what.
Monique, you act like I don't know where you stay or something. Like, I don't know. I won't pull up.
I ain't gonna pull up on a fool.
Like, I won't pull up on Monique or something. Yeah, I'm pulling up. I'm pull up gang. Y'all know that. Like, I don't know where she stay at. Like, she don't stay here. No, you don't. You stay here. I know where you at.
I hope y'all not waiting for my opinion on this subject. I hope y'all not waiting for my opinion on this subject.
No, man.
My blood pressure already high. Usually you get a Malik rant.
Oh, man.
But I'm so fucking disgusted with this.
You got two first rounders out to do. And the
fuck third. Them first rounders.
You go draft another Jamal Adams.
Bro. No, the fuck? Nigga, we picking like 25th.
You going to trade a Jamal Adams to draft another one? Nah,
it's
a wrap.
Right, see, this is why sometimes I hate sports, bro. Just for moments like this. I have no comeback for Marcus today. None. I have none.
We in the same boat, Malik.
We're not in the same boat, Marcus. We're not in the same boat. Stop. We're not in the same boat. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're nowhere near the same fucking boat.
We both wanted Jamal Adams, right? Y'all needed them. We needed them, bro. Neither one of us got them. We in the same waters, bro. We might not be in the same boat, but we swimming next to each other.
I got Kevin Barrett. That's one of the best safeties in the league. I just want to throw that out there.
Having to do what?
13-3 Titans, baby.
And then what? Y'all, it's because of him? Let me tell you something. You niggas, you see him motherfucking Henry doing all this lifting. If he fuck around, if the motherfucker fuck around and get hurt, you can throw this 13-3 shit all out the window. It's gonna be 3-13.
I almost muted you, dog. You lucky.
I'm wishing death on all you nemesis this year. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of it. We don't get Jamal Adams. We don't get nobody. And I'm sick of it.
You know what, Candace? You might be right. I might be fucked up because the teams I root for are fucking ridiculous. And the women I meet are fucking crazy. I might need to fix myself. I might really need to fix myself at this point because shit really starting to fucking add up. I'm a Knicks fan. They don't know what the fuck they doing. I'm a Jets fan. They don't know what the fuck they doing. Yo, real shit. Yo. It might be me. At this point, my nigga, it might be me. I might need to really sit back and do some reevaluation of who the fuck Malik really is and what he stands for, because this shit is starting to get out of control. All right, I'm done. I'm done. She might be right. She might be right, bro. Like, at this point, bro, I really can't argue with nobody about shit. I didn't have no comeback for Marcus. That nigga just cooked me for 5 fucking minutes. I sat here silent, eating fucking chicken. Nah, bro. Nah. Nah, no, no, no. Me and God gonna have a long talk after this podcast, bro. Because it's starting to be enough. Like, yo, for real. I know he say, I know they say he don't give you more than you can handle, but goddamn, like, this shit is starting to get ridiculous, bro. Like,
oh,
all right,
Oh my god, bro. Oh my god, bro. What the fuck, mate? hey, look, bro. I understand your pain right now. I'm gonna let you slide for what you said when you first jumped on the air when I was in the comments. I'm gonna let this slide, bro. I'm gonna let it ride. I understand you got a lot of your plate today. You know what? Let's switch. Let's talk about the UFC. Let's talk about UFC. We got UFC card tonight, y'all.
I have no idea. Hey,
Malik, how you feeling about that, man?
Fuck that UFC card, bro. I'm going to make me a drink. I'm fucking mad, bro. Fuck this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right, man. Okay.
Jesus. I told y'all this was going to be
I knew Malik. I knew Malik was going to go off. I kept pushing his button. I was trying to get him to go ahead and push back. But I didn't know he was
going to. I didn't know he was going to go off. He went all out, bro. I told y'all today was going to be an entertaining show, bro. This was.
All right.
Yeah, we. This was a good one, bro.
Oh, shit.
This was okay. This was a good one, bro. Yes, my real, God. Real tears, bro. Yes, yes.
He about right. He got crazy women, the Knicks. Like, bro, he's so confused. He got a Brooklyn Nets hat on. He don't know what the hell's going on. He don't know if he's coming or going. I feel for my brother, man. I feel for him, man.
Pray for me, please. Pray. I appreciate your prayers and your concern. If you're watching this, please pray for Malik. That's the hashtag until Saturday. Pray for Malik. Because I'm telling y'all, and I'm warning you niggas in the comment section, leave me the fuck alone this week. I guarantee you it's going to be a bad week, bro. Just leave Malik alone.
Week in the shop. It's going to be an interesting week in the shop, man.
Interesting week, bro.
Oh shit. All right. Damn.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We get this. You know what, bro? Let's end the podcast on a positive note, bro.
No.
Let's end the podcast on a positive note. We got you, man.
On a positive note after that.
We got you. First of guys, this is our ending, bro. This we have to end like this, man. Bro.
And Malik just told me Malik got me depressed right now. I don't have no positive words right now. I need a drink too after hearing that rant. All right, man. Let me try to think of some positive. Some positive. Shit. I don't know, man. Shit, just stop filming racism. Please. And put hands on the nigga. Is that positive enough?
Hey, you say it every week, bro. It's positive enough, bro.
Fuck 12, man. Y'all know. Fuck 12, man. I had something too. It's crazy. I had something, but now Malik just threw me out with that. I wasn't expecting that rant. That was epic right there.
There's something wrong with me, man.
Oh,
something
man.
Wrong with me. I gotta figure it out.
Man, that's all I got there, man. Fuck 12, man. Stop filming racism, man, and put hands on somebody. Seriously, because we know people are racist. We don't need no more examples of racism. Now we need action. What you gonna do about it? Do some shit.
That man lit up a cig in the joint.
Man got a cigarette lit. Come on, man. Come on, let's get out of here, y'all. Come on, man. Gerard, what you got, man? Who going next, man? Who going next?
It's Gerard. That's who's going next. It's Gerard. Gerard. Go ahead, Gerard. In next. Go ahead. Fuck.
Yeah, Gerard,
go
ahead, man. You know you'll come up with some.
All right, man. Let's you know. Whew. Hi. Jesus Lord. Pray for Malik first. First and foremost, pray for Malik.
Oh my God.
Second, man, your goals are obtainable, bro. Yes, Candace. Sports are back. Sports are back. Your goals are obtainable, man.
Hope they shut them shits down again with the way my teams are going.
Don't do that. In a minute, it will be.
I don't care. I don't care about y'all. I don't care about y'all teams. Shut it down.
Yeah, I shut you up. Let me get my positive words off, damn it. Shit.
Positive words, nigga. I'm gonna talk shit. Even though I'm muted, I'm gonna talk shit. Oh shit, I'm not muted no more. Oh, mute me again so I can talk shit.
But man, your goals are obtainable, bro. You have to put in the work to go get them, though, man. You got to put in the work to go get them. So make sure you work hard. Make sure you get your shit together. Get yourself together. You got to keep something positive in your life. And I'm quite sure positive things around you, positive things will come, bro. And even if the negative do come, stay positive about it. It's going to get taken care of, bro. Trust me, something is going to happen something is going to fall out the sky and it's going to take care of whatever you got going on. And I swear, as long as you stay positive, positive is going to come. Even if the negative come first, the positive come after that. Stay positive. Shit, that's all I got for you. I really ain't got nothing else for you.
Hear that, Malik? Stay positive, bro.
Hey, man, unmute yourself, bro.
What do you want? What do you guys want from me? What do you expect from me at this point? You want me to say something
stimulus
positive?
Checks.
No, all right.
Somebody said stimulus checks.
My positive words for today were... Speak life, speak love, and speak positivity, and believe that shit. Last Sunday, when I was listening to church, the pastor was talking about binding loose. You bind your positive thoughts, you bind your dreams, you bind your ambitions with God. You bind those, so those are always there. They're your groundwork. They show you what you need to attain. When you figure out your goals and what you want to do, who you are, who you love, what's positive in your life, what's not, it loosens other things, such as your anxiety, fear, complacency, things like that. You have to plant seeds in order for dreams, ambitions, relationships, everything. You need to plant seeds in order for those to grow. Do that. Then once you do that, put them shits aside. Believe in them. Trust me. By the way God's moving in my life right now, I want to give him the praise while I'm here on this platform and to tell y'all that as long as you stay close to God, trust in your relationship, bind with him the things that you want to accomplish and let that loosen everything else that's prohibiting you from accomplishing whatever you want to accomplish. Now, I believed all of that before that Jets news, but that's just a bunch of bullshit today. So we're just going to get the fuck up out of here. That's just what it is.
Come on, Malik.
Don't matter. It don't matter how I presented the message. Did you get the message?
Right, we got it.
There you go.
We got it.
There you go.
We got it. Damn, man. You are really a Debbie Downer today, huh?
Did you get the message?
I got it. But then I got another half rant about the damn Jets. I mean, let's face it, Malik. It ain't like I was gonna do anything with them. Y'all rebuilding. We're the one.
Shut up.
We're suffering. We're suffering. We got aspirations and goals, and we can't get to them if y'all will not cooperate. You're damn right we out of here, because this shit is just over. You sitting up here acting all crazy.
You know what? At this point,
we're the ones that should be out here.
At this point, nigga, you got a problem with it? Run my fade. I don't care. Run my fade about this Jamal Adams shit. And I don't care. We run it. Run the fade.
Hey, yo, look, I saw that video. That was crazy. You saw that, Gerard?
No. What pastor in Memphis and his wife?
I don't even know who that was. But, yo, I'm gonna tag it to the video, bro. That shit crazy, bro. That shit crazy.
They beat her up. They were trying to exorcise a demon. That's all.
If they were going to exorcise the demon, dog, this girl here is going to heaven. After the ass whooping they just put on them.
It was 2-on-1?
It's the pastor's wife it's 2-on-1. On a woman.
That's some crazy shit.
Let me know the pastor's side chick.
That's what I got out of it. I was like, oh, yeah, that must be the side chick coming up to church, pulling up, talking about, hey, y'all. What?
We got any visitors in the church today?
No, yeah, we out here. After all I just said about God, I'm not doing that with y'all. Y'all not about to play. Hold up. Nah, y'all not. I'm breaking out. Y'all not about to fuck up my blessings. So you know what? I love y'all. We ending this shit right here. Like, go watch the video. We talk about this shit next podcast. But we out. I'm not fucking up my blessings, bro. I'm not going with that with y'all. No way. No way. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Y'all been another 20 minutes. You right. That would have been like another 20 minutes. We could have kept going with this story.
Crazy. Nah, we out.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in next podcast, because I'm going there. Fuck it. I'm telling y'all now. I'm going there. Y'all make sure y'all tune in.
Hey, Gerard, I'm there with you, G.
Y'all tune in Wednesday. That's the first topic. That's the first topic that's popping off Wednesday.
Hey, Malik, I'm going to tell you too. You got to see this too.
I watch it. Yeah, that's cool.
You ain't got to comment on it. You ain't got to comment, Malik.
That nigga played guilty to the shit? I don't know. I'm finna watch it then. Oh, shit. But yeah, man.
Real
y'all
work going on. Ooh. Real work going on, boy. Yeah, we out, man. Hey, yo, we out, dog.
We out. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. This the Royal Rumble in this thing, bro. Hold on. Before we go. No, scratch that. Scratch that. Before we go. I can show the video today.
Save for Wednesday, bro. So we can go crazy.
We're gonna keep it in the tuck, man.
I'm gonna go roll up.
Malik, man, you get you a drink, man. Smoke you a blunt. Get better, man. And we gonna watch some UFC tonight.
Get better, shut up.
That man going out tonight. He going to kick it with Danny tonight, bro. Matter of fact, if you in North Carolina and you listening, bro.
No, don't do that. Don't. I gotta get in. Don't none of y'all niggas show up. It's 50% capacity, bro. Look, y'all niggas just stay home. Like, for real, I'm just gonna keep it real, bro. I've been through a lot. I'm trying to get out. The minute they don't let me in there, I'm fighting a bouncer. I'm just gonna keep it full. Like, I'm getting in there. Getting in there, bro. Nah, I don't want to hear that get there early shit. I don't want to hear that. No, I'm a nigga.
Get there when Danny gets there. Right.
Don't be going there starting no trouble, bro.
Me?
You, right, yeah, you.
Right now, with the way you feel,
you're very volatile right now.
You're very volatile. Don't do it.
Gerard. Hey, yo, look. I'm going to leave my bail money in the top dresser in the drawer.
It's going to take me 12 hours to get there.
That's cool. I can't see the judge till Monday anyway. It's been the top drawer.
Fuck
with me tonight. Go ahead. I'm telling y'all. Go ahead. You mess with me tonight. I'm telling y'all, bro. I'm telling y'all. Yo, I'm not playing, bro.
I'm out, man. I'm not doing it. I'm out.
All right, man, we out for real, man. I enjoyed today's episode. Today's episode is actually cool, bro. Like, we gotta do this more often, bro. But
I don't think we should have topics anymore. I'm just gonna keep it real, but it's just me, dog. I don't think we need topics. That's just me.
Hey, that's cool with me too, bro. We can shoot from the hip all the time, bro. That's cool. I don't care.
But y'all be easy, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next Wednesday, 3:00. PM Eastern Standard Time. Remember that. We on Eastern Standard Time when we come to these shows, man. Support. Comment, like, and share. Make sure y'all share all the podcasts, man. Find us on Apple Music, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, we are there. So make sure y'all follow us. Follow us at Convos at the Shop on Instagram. Convos at the Shop. Follow the page. I'm putting up stuff on there now. Finna start putting clips up from today's show and other day's show that I got recorded. I guess I'm just crazy. It's coming back. Trust me. The Voice Besties. It's coming. We're going to be lit.
Show Zero Dark 30, nigga. August 7th.
August 7th. Be prepared. Freestyle's coming out. Be prepared. You might even catch Gerard on a track. Be prepared. You might. You don't know. You never know. Be prepared.
We out, man. Fuck
we out.
We out, bro.